ListenUpNorth.com presents To Be or Not To Be, a monologue by Hélène Dalder, performed by Robin Piet. To be or not to be, that is the question. To suffer the stings and arrows? Oh, mock me not, it's the plight of the bumblebee. It's okay laughing at me. It's no fun being a bee these days, especially a queen bee. You might think it's great being the mother of all bees, but how would you like to lay more than your body weight in eggs every day? Oh, no, not at my time in life and with my talents. I ought to be able to find a new vocation. You have no idea just how stressful it is being a bee. Only last week I had a visit from my cousin Beatrice. She's not a queen, but she is rather royal. She was telling me at Hiveden things have just gone from bad to worse. Housekeeping standards are not what they used to be. The hives are filthy. The drones have got some horrible virus. And what's more, they keep spraying those nasty things on the fields. You'll never believe this. She thinks she's suffering from hay fever. She must be the only bee allergic to pollen. Better get yourself down to the well-being clinic, I told her, in case it's something nasty. Anyway, I don't want to be a bee. But what can I be? I'm hard working, I'm extremely organized, and I'm always at it. Of course, Beatrice wasn't listening to what I was saying. She was too busy eyeing up Donald the drone. Oh, he doesn't half fancy himself, lazes around all day looking for an opportunity. Well, he'll have to be quick to catch me. Anyway, getting back to my dilemma, I asked her if she had any suggestions. Well, she said, what about getting a job as a lap dancer? I just couldn't believe my ears. Well, if I had ears, I wouldn't have believed them. Moi, a lap dancer? Now that would be a sting in the tail for the lucky lap I sat on. Anyway, I asked her, what makes you think I'd make a good lap dancer? And do you know what she said? That I'd waggle danced all my life, so I should be good at it. Well, I told her I'm good at it all right, but as for dancing... That's another thing. So I said to her, if she couldn't come up with anything more sensible, she'd better be off and pollinate something. I had hoped for an intelligent suggestion from her. Should have known better, of course. Spect it's all those chemical cocktails have addled her brains. Which reminds me, I was reading in Goodbye Bee magazine the other day about the IPI, Insect Pollinators Initiative. See, I'm not as stupid as I may look. Do you know they're getting a lot of clever people together to research why we bees are disappearing? Now, it's all very well having ecologists, biologists, and computer geeks, but I think they could do with a bee or two to assist. You know, we bees have been around for a very long time. Much longer than the IPI. And it would be a shame if we were faced with extinction. Why, Albert Einstein said if the bee disappeared, there'd be no pollination and man would only have 4 years of life left. Indeed, the whole of human existence could depend on us, bees, that is, and maybe, just maybe, the IPI? To Be or Not to Be is a monologue written by Hélène Dolder and performed by Robin Piette for ListenUpNorth.com.